ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जाय उदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रूत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः सो हरे कृष्ण दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो वी आर बिगनिंग अ न्यू चैप्टर टुडे चैप्टर 5 प्रहलाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु सो वर्स नंबर 1 श्री नारद उवाच पौरोहित्य भगवान् पौरोहित्यः भगवान् व्रतकव्यः किलासुरहे षण्डमर्कौ सुतो तस्य षण्डौ अमर्कौ सुतौ तस्य दैत्यराजगृहान्तिके श्रीनारद उवाच पौरोहित्यया भगवान् व्रतः काव्यः किलासुरये षण्डामर्कौ सुतौ तस्य दैत्यराजगृहान्तिके श्रीनारद उवाच पौरोहित्याय भगवान् व्रतकाव्यकिलासुरै षण्डमर्कौ सुतौ तस्य दैत्यराजगृहान्तिके श्रीनारद उवाच द ग्रेट सेंट नारद सेड पौरोहित्या to work as priest bhagavan the most powerful vratah chosen kavyah shukracharya kila indeed asurai by the demons shanda amarkau shanda and amarka sutau sons Tasya of him, Daityaraja of the king of the demons, Griha Antike, near the residence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. The great saint Narada Muni said, The demons headed by Hiranyakashipu accepted Shukracharya as their priest for ritualistic ceremonies. Shukracharya's two sons, Shanda and Amarka, lived near Hiranyakashipu's palace. Purport. The beginning of the life story of Prahlad is recounted as follows. Shukracharya became the priest of the atheist, especially Hiranyakashipu, and thus his two sons, Shanda and Amarka, resided near Hiranyakashipu's residence. Shukracharya should not have become the priest of Hiranyakashipu because Hiranyakashipu and his followers were all atheists. A Brahmana should not become the priest of a person interested in the advancement of spiritual culture. The very name Shukracharya, however, indicates here a person interested in obtaining benefits from his sons and grand's descendants. Regardless of how the money comes, a real Brahmana would not become a priest for atheistic man. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, as we are beginning the new chapter, so Prabhupada gives a chapter summary. So what we say in brief, so in the end, the last chapter is ended with Yudhishthira Maharaj. He was anxious to know how come a father wants to kill his son, own son. So now this chapter begins with Narada explaining how Shukracharya, he became the priest for Hiranyakashipu. So in this chapter there are lot many good verses which are being spoken by Prahlad Maharaj to his father. And what we see in the beginning, so Prahlad Maharaj, he was brought by his mother to his father. So that time, that is the first interaction what we see when Prahlad went to the school. So initially what we see, even it is said in the scripture, the lions also, they love their cubs and they don't kill their cubs. So Hiranyakashipu also, some tears came from his eyes and he smelled the head of his son, and in a loving manner, will not go in much detail. So what we see, what Prahlad Maharaj started giving him instructions that he didn't like. So the chapter ends as to how Hiranyakashipu further, he tries to kill Prahlad Maharaj in different ways. So this is what we see in the material world. Here basically what we see, Hiranyakashipu, he is becoming blind because of his anartha. What we see, there are six anarthas: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Madha, Moha, Andha. And especially Hiranyakashipu, he represents pride. And there is a saying in the English, pride comes before fall down. So in the Niti Shastra, there is one nice story. It is a moral story. So in one jungle, there was one tiger. And he used to catch all the animals and he used to ask, who is the king of the jungle? So this way all the small animals, you sir, you are the king. Humse badkar kon, they call in Hindi like that. So one day he was on his morning walk and a big elephant was coming from the front. And he just casually asked the elephant, do you know who is the king of this jungle? So this elephant became little annoyed. And the elephant caught this tiger by the tail. And he twirled him around and he hit him on the ground and he gave him a nice kick. So he got a nice beating. So then he said, okay, if you don't know, then you need not to become so much angry, you know. So here what we see, Hiranyakashipu. So in the coming verses, we'll come to know how he gets a nice beating from Narsingadev. So what we see, material world, this is what happens, like a person becomes blind because of his pride. So also there is one nice verse comes, it is mentioned that Markatasya Surapanam. Markatasya Surapanam means, like one time, all of you know, Markata means monkey. So monkey, all you know, monkey business. So monkeys, they don't keep quiet, especially baby monkeys. When they become old, they become little wise. So one time a monkey was fed Surapanam. He was sufficiently given whatever, Sura means liquor. So now a monkey, when it is given liquor, what it is doing, it will do double. And on that, it is mentioned that a scorpion stung that monkey. So what will happen? He will do more frivolity. So here what we see, Hiranyakashipu, as he was proud, and somehow no one could make him understand what he is doing, and what he thought, what he is doing is the right. And what we see in material world, more or less, this is what happens. Like, I know when I came to Krishna consciousness, so one time my father was annoyed. And what he told me, do you think our forefathers, they were fools, they were donkeys? So I didn't reply him. So my mother also, she also gave one word, what she said, you know, I taught you how to dress and all the other things. So what happens in material world, the people who are really proud of their things, when someone doesn't follow them, so they then become the arch enemies, and they can do to any extent anything. Especially one time my Guru Maharaj was explaining, in America there is a drug mafia, especially in Chicago, many other places, especially big Italian drug barons. So if someone deviates from them, if one goes to other camp, so what is the penalty for that person? Just they kill him, that kill person by any means. So this is what we see, Hiranyakashipu. He explains to Prahlad that I brought you to this world, I am feeding you, I am maintaining you, and how come you are doing devotion to this Vishnu? Because what we see in the past, Lord Vishnu had killed Hiranyaksha, his brother, Hiranyakashipu's brother. And what was the favorite of Hiranyaksha, anyone knows? Everyone has his own favorite in the material world. Even Lord Krishna has his favorite, curd and butter, curd rice. Krishna likes curd rice. So what was Hiranyaksha's favorite, anyone knows? Blood. He liked drinking blood. So horrible. So now here what we see, Hiranyaksha, he had taken an oath that yes, I will pacify the soul of my brother by offering the blood of Lord Vishnu. That was what the oath he had taken. And what he is seeing, that his son, he is very much deviating from what he wants him to become. And more or less what we see in material world, this is what is there in today's society. All the parents, they sufficiently brainwash their children. So they want the children the way they like. So oftentimes Prabhupada used to tell, at least give one son, I can make him a devotee of the Lord. So they say, Swamiji, how can we give you our son? So what Prabhupada explains, modern world is a headless society. So headless society means, like the society is run by the person who has no brain. And Prabhupada often said, we are trying to make some good brahmanas. This Krishna consciousness movement is to make some good brahmanas. At least they can guide the people, guide the society. So that is what is needed in the society to run in a proper way. So Chanakya Pandit explains, like here what we see, Hiranyakashipu, he was so much proud. So there is one nice verse, Chanakya Pandit explains, Na Pashyati Janam Andha. That means, one who is born blind, like we have the best example is the father of anyone knows the father of Miss Dhritarashtra. He was father of Duryodhan. So he was born blind. So any advice, he was having the best advisor, Vidura, but still he gave a blind eye. So it is mentioned, na paschati janma andha, kama andha naiva paschati. And those who get enamored by especially sex impulse, they also get blinded. And na paschati madhanda matha. So here, the third, it is mentioned that na paschati madhando matha. One who becomes very much proud, you give me any advice. I remember when I joined, so somehow one brahmachari, he wanted to marry one girl, somehow. He was very defiant. So our Guru Maharaj, he was trying to explain to him how much it will bring bad name and other thing. So somehow he was hell-bent. And there's a word called hell-bent. So somehow he did what he liked in the end. And the Maharaj was telling, even if Brahma comes and if he explains to you logically, you will not come to know what is true fact. So that is what is called madhanda. Is when one becomes proud. And this way, what we see in material world, these are some examples given how people become blind. So in the Bhagavatam, there is a nice explanation of Vena. In the fourth chapter, King Vena, especially in a hierarchy, what happens when the father passes away, the son is made the king. So what we see, King, the father of King Vena. Anyone knows who was the father of King Vena? King? Anyone know? Fourth canto. Okay, this is a homework or brain. What do you say? Homework for you till the time class finishes. So, what happened? Okay, his name was Anga. I don't want to put in confusion. So the king Anga, he saw his son is doing so many atrocities. And actually it is mentioned that Vena used to kill his friends in playing. He was so torturous. So seeing his son so much blinded by all this thing, so King Anga, he left his palace, not telling anyone. So what was the next step? Then the priest had to make Vena as the king. And when he became the king, so there is a saying, my ship, my command. So my ship, my command means one who has the ownership of the ship, he has the command. Or sometimes we say, my way or highway. So here what we see, this is a very nice verse in the fourth canto, evam madhanda ustikto nirakshanto iva dvipaha puryanta ratham ashritya kamyapyan iva rodasi. So when he became overly blinded due to his opulences, King Vena mounted a chariot and like an uncontrolled elephant began to travel through the kingdom, causing the sky, earth to tremble. Wherever he went, all the twice born Brahmanas were forbidden henceforth to perform any sacrifice. They were also forbidden to give charity or offer clarified butter. Thus King Vena sounded kettle drums throughout the countryside. In other words, he stopped all kind of ritualistic activities. Jai Sri Krishna Balaram Ki. So here, this is a very nice example again of Vena. And same thing was done by Hiranyakashipu. He sent his followers and he told, okay, stop now all these sacrifices, kill all the cows, this way. So Prabhupada, he writes that what was committed by King Vena many years ago is at present being carried out by atheistic governments all over the world. So Prabhupada is foretelling what will happen in the society in the future. So what we see today is governments, they are enacting so many laws. They are enacting so many rules and regulations. So because we are living in a society, and because this society is being controlled by headless people, so we'll be stuck in one of these most wild things. So we have to understand what Prabhupada explains, that especially for Krishna conscious devotees, so they have to finish their business in one lifetime and they have to go away from this material world. Because in the future, it will be more and more unfavorable. The situations will be not so conducive to do devotional service. So also in the 16th chapter, Lord Krishna explains, like the thinking, feeling and willing of a person who is overly pride. Idam adhya maya labdham yuvam prapsase manoratham. So in 16th chapter, Krishna explains how the demonic person thinks, so much wealth I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future. More and more, he is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other animals will also be killed. I am the lord of everything. Then I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices, I shall give charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, they are bound by different kinds of network. So this is what is daydreaming. And today, more or less in materialistic world, people, they are more or less proud of their things. And more or less all the nations, what we see, every country, all the countries, they are accumulating more and more weapons. What they have, the pride, they have, they say yes, they have their national anthem. National anthem, anyone knows? All of you know? So when they play this, you have to stand and you have to offer pranam, whatever it is. So there's in Hindi, they have one song, for our country, we can sacrifice our neck, but in front of the enemy, we will not bow our heads. But when you go to the barber, you bow your head as he mentions you, isn't it? So this is what is pride in the material world. And this way people become blinded. Why? Because we are being controlled by blind people and they are making all rules and regulations. So even sometimes they say, yes, we don't want to follow the scripture. And nowadays, also it is seen in India, some universities, some students, they are burning Manusamhita. All of you know, Manusamhita means, it gives the instructions to mankind. And these people, they don't have any basic knowledge what exactly Manusamhita explains. But these people, they are burning without any proper guidance. Because there is no one to guide them properly. So Prabhupada explains one logic, that Andha Pangu Nyaya. Andha Pangu Nyaya means a blind man, he can't walk, and a lame man, he also can't walk. So both they can't walk. So if they want to go to some place, so they have to come together. The blind man, he can carry the lame man on the shoulder. So the lame man can guide the blind man, okay, now you walk right, left, straight. So this way they can make their destination. So what Prabhupada explains, Prabhupada speaks in one morning walk, this Americans, America is blinded by money, dharma andha. When one gets too much money, he becomes blind. Dhana durmadanda tasmad. Bhajanti kavayo dhana durmadanda. This is quoted in the 2.2.5 Bhagavatam. To get too much money, riches, means to become fool and blind. He doesn't care. So this blindness of America, and we Indians have no money, but we have got culture. Combined together, then things will be very nicely done for good, for the whole world. Simply money doesn't make the end of our needs. There must be culture. Take that culture, Vedic culture, and use it by American money, then the whole world will be paradise. So this is what Prabhupada explains, that how we can make this world into Vaikuntha. Because the modern people, anyone can become a president. There is no hard and fast rule. In India, it is not necessary that you have to be a graduate. Supposing if you want to become a doctor or a lawyer, there need to be a degree. You have to go to some university. But to become a president or a big minister, there is no degree as such required. That this is what Indian constitution says. So one time there was again one joke came on in one paper. So one person he became the Prime Minister of India. I don't want to name. And what that fellow said, he doesn't know how to read and write. Once he can become Prime Minister, why can't I become a Chief Minister? I too can become. So this is what, there is always competition. In material world what we see, when we get blinded, there is always competition. And today's world, more or less all the countries, they are on the verge of doing competition because of this blindness. And what we see, Shukracharya, what Prabhupada explains here, that Shukracharya was not supposed to become, Prabhupada writes, Shukracharya should not have become the priest of Hiranyakashipu, because Hiranyakashipu and his followers were all atheists. A Brahmana should be the priest of a person interested in advancement of spiritual culture. So now this story is very old. That time Shukracharya could do that. Shukracharya, the literal meaning of Shukracharya means one who comes in the lineage of Shukra. Shukra means that semen. And Shukracharya, it is mentioned that when this episode took place, Prahlad's school began. So that time Shukracharya was not in town. Namely, he was not there in the campus of Hiranyakashipu. So that time, two sons of Hiranyakashipu, the professor Shanda and Amarka, so they were there to teach Prahlad Maharaj. So in some place I got one comment, what is the meaning of Shanda and Amarka? So Shanda represents, in India they call Sand. So Sand means a bull. In most of the villages they give the bull for the deity of that temple. In villages there are temples, they leave a bull in the name of the deities or the lord. So this bull, it is not tamed when it is a calf. So this bull, he can walk anywhere, he can do any nonsense. He is going around the village hunting for many things. And anyone comes, he will show his power. So what we see here, Shanda means what it is mentioned, a bull is very lusty and dangerous. And it can go wild. A bull can go wild. And you see, if you take sometimes parikrama of Govardhan, Vrindavan, you will find many bulls. So they are there. Sometimes they show their power. So they will be just fighting with their head. So then the literal meaning of Amarkam is darkness. So no self-realization, no realization of the self. Amarkam is, Markam is this light. Amarkam is darkness. So what Prahlad can expect? So what Prabhupada writes in the brief, beginning of this chapter, that Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't accept the professor Shanda and Amarka because their name itself signifies they don't have any knowledge and they are themselves in darkness. So how come one can take a knowledge, one who don't have any, the real knowledge? So that's why Prahlad, in the end of the chapter, what he explains to his father, that a blind person leading a blind, both they fall in a ditch. And what we see in material world, if you see in one sense today, the blind person, at least they are more sensitive. The blind people, some they say they have a extra sense. They are more, like if you see in Bombay and many big cities, so they are walking with stick, a sensor stick, they can make out. And one time there was one survey conducted of Bombay, that on an average 4,000 people they die under the railway track just trying to cross the railway fish plate. So they are not blind people. They are people with eyes. But not a single blind person dies under the railway. Only one who thinks that yes, I can do, I can cross before the railway comes. Such kind of people, they can get killed. And today's world, what we see, that more or less people, they have their own, they want to show something. And today people, they have their mobile with their camera, they want to take selfie, and they want to show something very powerful. So here, what we see, Prahlad Maharaj, because he's a born devotee, and he's called Bhakta Shiromani. Bhakta Shiromani means he's the topmost among the devotees. So it is mentioned that wherever there is a pastime spoken on Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj is also glorified. Why? Because he's born from the birth. And what we see, when one is born from birth, he has some samskaras. In the Vedic scriptures, there are 48 samskaras mentioned, out of which 10 are very important. And among the 10, the first samskara is that it begins from the conception. So that is called Garbhadharan samskar. And Prabhupada, he quotes in many places that if the husband and wife, if they do this samskara, then they can have a good progeny. So in the scripture, it is mentioned that when Hiranyakashipu, he went to do tapasya, actually Indra, he wanted to deviate him. So where Indra, his Hiranyakashipu was doing tapasya, so it is mentioned that a parrot came, and Indra came in the form of a parrot, and he started taking the name of Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. So somehow he couldn't meditate. So somehow he couldn't catch that parrot. So he went back to his own palace. So when he came back to his palace, it is mentioned that that time his wife, because he was in that consciousness of Lord Vishnu, that time he told his wife, I came back because a parrot, it was disturbing me. So I came back. So that time somehow his consciousness was good. And in that way, what we see, Prahlad, he was conceived. And also we see when Hiranyakashipu again, he went to do the tapasya. So here demigods, especially Indra, he was very much afraid. There is a saying, if the father is like this, the son will be double of that father. If not double, at least they say savashir, at least 1.5 time more. So what this thing Indra, he felt that the father is such a demon and the son will be such a big demonic person. So when Hiranyakashipu is not there and his wife is going to give birth to a child, better let's get rid of this, the new coming, next generation. In today's world, we have so many things of, they call new generation. 1G, 2, 3, 3G, now I don't know what G will come in the future. So we think we are advancing more and more. So here what we see, Prahlad Maharaj, because he was born devotee. And that's why what Prabhupada said, that if we want to continue this Krishna consciousness in the future, we have to have children conceived with a proper consciousness. Though, because in the Sanskrit there is a one nice word, is called sanskara, sama iti akara iti samskara. So if you want to give a shape to anything, this is what we see. It is when the steel is made, it is a plate. So here this shape is given by one die. This is put under a die, then it is cut. So then it gets this shape. So similarly, in the scripture it is mentioned that when one undergoes the samskaras, so just by undergoing samskaras, so many purifications they take place automatically. Because these samskaras, they are not performed in modern society. So that's why we find the children, today's world, the children, they are very much demoniac and they are very much stubborn. And today there is a big market. What we see in today's society, there are big shopping malls only for children, and this is done by not children, There are many other demons. They know the thinking, feeling and willing of the children. From toys, from dress, everything they are making. If you see a small child, it doesn't know anything, ABCD. How he should dress, what should he eat, how should he live. Basically, children, they don't know. But by the media is so powerful. So by media, they are brainwashing the children again and again. So today's media, what we see, there are so many ads. And especially the children, it is mentioned, a survey is done. Especially in the advanced countries, children, especially those who watch the movies or TVs for 6 to 8 hours, by the age of 16 years. So what they say, like before 16 years, even if a boy or girl do something bad, they don't consider as immoral. They put them in a delinquent home and all, they try to rectify them. But what it is mentioned that in a survey, so it is found that a child, by the time he comes to the age of 16, that he sees as many as 1 lakh violences. This is 20 years old back survey. That time Hollywood was not so much passionate. And he sees minimum 10,000 murders on this idiot box. So our consciousness will depend on what we see. And we would like to do things what we see. And we get so many informations through the media and the paper that they find that children, they imitate. What the children, what they do, they will just imitate what the parents, they do. It is seen everywhere. If the whatever the parents they are doing, the children, they will imitate. So Prahlad Maharaj, what he found that his teacher, Shand and Amarka, they themselves, they are not qualified. So sometimes we give an example. Is there anyone who will go to a doctor, a desi doctor, and can he say, okay, whatever operation you want to do, you can do. I can sign for that. No. So Prahlad Maharaj, because he was a born devotee, and Prahlad was saved by Narad Muni. What we see, when the demigods, Indra, he took captive Kayadu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj. So that same time, Narad Muni came. Narad Muni knows, Narad Muni is Trikal Darshi. So he knows what is happening where. So immediately Narad Muni, he arrived there and he told Indra, okay, you need not to fear. So I grant you immunity from this boy. And he told, this boy is a born devotee. He'll not be a demon like the father. So there is also saying, like father, like son. So he said, don't take it that way. So you be calm and quiet. So it is mentioned that Narad Muni, he took Hiranyakashipu's wife to his ashram. And Narad Muni, he was reading all the scriptures. And somehow what we see that Prahlad Maharaj, he was that time, he was in the womb of his mother. And also there are many surveys like what a pregnant woman, what she's watching in the TV, whatever she's hearing, that same consciousness will be carried away in the consciousness of the child which she conceives. So there are many surveys done on this aspect also. So here, why? Because Prahlad, he was educated in the womb of his mother. And his consciousness was there and he could hear everything. And today material world, what the materialistic scientists, what they say, before birth, the child in the womb of a woman, what they say, it is a tissue, it is not a baby. What they say, see, they can abort any time they like. This is what is demoniac. At least this was not there during the period of Hiranyakashipu. And the society, day by day, what we see, there are so many rules, regulations they are making. So there is no chance in the future, what Prabhupada explains. So the only the solace for the devotees is that we should continue with our chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada explains that here what Shukracharya he took post, he took only for the money. Shukracharya should not have become a priest of Hiranyakashipu. So what Prabhupada explains, a Brahmana should become the priest of a person interested in advancement of spiritual culture. And what we see in today's world, most of the dirty things, they are done by this so-called Brahmanas, born Brahmanas, Jata Brahman. Also Padma Purana explains, in the Kali Yuga, the Brahmanas, they'll be born in a, demons will be born in a Brahmana family, the demons. And that you can see in Vrindavan when you go on parikramas to different places. So there will be lot many these demons in the guise of whatever it is. So they are only interested in emptying your pocket. So Shukracharya, more or less, what we see, Shukracharya, he was looking for his own benefit. And on that basis, also what we see, he wanted that Bali Maharaj, he should not give words to Vamandev. There what we see from that episode, we can make out Shukracharya. He is thinking, feeling, willing, we can make out. So he didn't want that, yes, Vamana, he should get anything from his disciple. So material world today, what we see in India also, there are many places where there are people called Kulu Guru, or they have other gurus from the village. So the people, they go to this village guru or their Kulu Guru, and they take initiation from them, and they can do whatever they like blindly. They say, okay, you do what you like. But that is not the real understanding. So what Prabhupada explains, a real Brahmana or real guru, so he will never give materialistic benedictions. One time Prabhupada, he was traveling by train in South India, and one gentleman, he came and he said, Prabhupada, he told Prabhupada, Swamiji, Ashirvad. So Prabhupada, he called his few disciples, they were all brahmacharis. So he said, if you want my benedictions, you will become like this. So he was taken back. Wait, I'll come some other time. He ran away. So material world, what we see today, the so-called people who are gurus, they are more or less like, they are like Shukracharyas. And what they say, okay, you worship me, you put my photo on the top, and you do anything you like. No regulative principles. So this way, materialistic people, what they do, and also we see in Vrindavan, more or less today, people who come from cities, they don't come as pilgrimage. They come to dham only to enjoy their senses. They want to enjoy more and more senses. So what Prabhupada says, going on a pilgrimage, Padma Purana explains that we should take pilgrimage just to cleanse our past. That is to, it is mentioned that one has to do atonement. It's called prayashchit. So today basically people, they don't know why they are doing pilgrimage. So it is mentioned in the scripture that throughout the life, whatever we have done, knowingly, unknowingly, the sinful activities, so we have to atone for that before leaving this body. Like in India, by 31st March, everyone has to give the tax returns. Otherwise, he will be caught by the government. So also in the scripture, it is mentioned that before leaving this body, panchasya urdhvam vanam vrajet. That means after 50 years, at least one should go on pilgrimage. If he is not at least leaving his family, he should go on pilgrimage. And what he has to do on pilgrimage, that yes, he has to inquire from the sadhus, and he has to purify by bathing in the river and doing yajna sacrifices, hearing from the these things, Tirth Pandit. That is what is mentioned in the scripture. But more or less today's people, they don't want to do that. So Prahlad Maharaj, what we see, Hiranyakashipu, he wanted that Prahlad, he should learn politics and economics, not the spiritual culture. And Shand and Amarka, they were trying their level best. Somehow they couldn't do that. So in the future coming verses, we'll come to know how Prahlad, how come he is so much adamant. Adamant means he was having so much faith in Lord Vishnu that he didn't care for Hiranyakashipu. So here what we see, that although Hiranyakashipu was being afraid by all, it is mentioned that demigods used to cut vegetable in his kitchen. Indra used to broom in his palace. So that was the condition of the demigods. So now when Hiranyakashipu, he saw that everyone is afraid of me, how come this 5-year-old boy, he is not afraid of me? So that was a big surprise for Hiranyakashipu. And as I told before, that what he found, that all his attempts, they are failing. So even one time the scientists, they made one a research on a monkey, a female monkey with the baby. So they put that female monkey with the baby in a water tank, and they started the water, filling the tank. So the mother monkey, she took the baby until the head. Okay, when the water started coming to the nose, to the eyes, what she did, she put the baby in the bottom and she came up. So now here what we see, Hiranyakashipu, so what he was seeing, that yes, this is a die-hard case. Prahlad is very die-hard. So better before everything goes away, I should kill him. So that is what we see here, that he thought, okay, he's like in our family, he's like that, a tree. There is that sloka will come. It will be spoken by Hiranyakashipu. So he explains, you are the arch enemy of this Vaishnavas, and you are that stick for that axe. Vishnu is like the axe, and you are that stick. So better I should get rid of you. So in that sense, what we see, Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to kill Prahlad Maharaj. But we should know, so there is a saying, Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. So because being atheistic, Hiranyakashipu, he could understand this is, in all the circumstances, Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna is saving Prahlad Maharaj. So if one comes to that understanding, then at least he will become little sober. But somehow, because they are so much proud, and because of this pride, they become blind. So Hiranyakashipu is one case where he is proud, and because of his pride, he became blind. And as Prahlad Maharaj, being a devotee, he knew, but he never called for the Lord to save him. We see in all the instances, Prahlad Maharaj never, he just remembered the Lord, not in the sense that Lord will come and save him. So this way, Prahlad Maharaj, we should learn from Prahlad, yes, that we should never be afraid of any situation in our life. Hare Krishna. So anyone has any comment? Mike, you can take.
Thank you.
Hare.
So this point of
So
I, from my side, I want to point out, do we have etymology of that word? In the Sanskrit literature, you find the etymology of the word.
Yeah, this samskar, what Prabhupada mentions, dashavidha samskar, once they are performed, so they help that child from childhood till the end of his life, that automatically by doing these samskaras, he becomes purified from within. So it is, there are many quotes in the different scriptures about these rituals, how they are to be performed. Like after the birth, there is a cutting of the umbilical cord, then name giving ceremony, hair cutting. So this way there are 10 main samskaras mentioned. So some are there, they are done every day, like yajna. Some they are done once a month, some they are done once a year, some they are done once in a lifetime. So samskaras, they are different categories.
If we cannot get the etymology, what is
Literal meaning of the word sama iti akara iti samskara. In Sanskrit, sama iti akara iti samskara. That means giving the right shape. So also for the seed, the farmers, they do seed, bija samskara. So the farmers in the olden time, nowadays we have Monsanto. In the olden time, the farmers, they used to keep the best seed. Even the farmers, they used to have best bulls for getting best calf. So it is called samskar. So what Prabhupada explains, just by being in devotional service and chanting Hare Krishna, we get the benefit of all these samskaras. What Prabhupada explains, if you go into folio, you will get to read that. Prabhupada explains that just by chanting Hare Krishna, you get all the benefits of all the samskaras. So Hare Krishna. So we should have faith. In Sharanagati it is mentioned, Avashya Rakshive Krishna Iti Viswasa Palana. So the third verse, third line mentions that we should have 100% faith. Actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Shraddha Shabda Viswasa Kahe Sudrana Nishraya Krishna Bhakti Kahele Sarva Karma Krit Hai. That means, we should have full faith, yet just by doing devotional service, everything will be taken care of. This it is mentioned in the life of Sridhar Swami. So Sridhar Swami, he wanted to take sannyas and his wife was pregnant. And one day he was meditating, what should I do? It was a time for him to leave the house. So he was contemplating and he saw a small egg of a lizard. It fell from the wall and he was looking. So after some time that egg cracked and a baby lizard came out. So it started walking. So he was taken back. So and to his surprise a small tiny insect came. So the baby lizard opened the mouth. So it got its first, whatever it is, meal. So he got full conviction, yes. Krishna is giving me some this thing, example, yes, I have to leave my home. So devotional service also we have to have the full conviction. So yes, just by doing my service, whatever is being told, so everything will be taken care of. Many times we have, even after coming to devotional service, Prabhupada explains, there are many sadhus living in Vrindavan, but they have their family connection, bank balance. They often speak with their family members. So what Prabhupada explains is by after coming to devotional service, so we should not be very much worried about our near and dear ones. So Krishna will take care of them. Meditate in the sense we should do in a positive way. We should go, we should give association, we should not take association. In short, we should give them association. When you go to their home, don't eat what is cooked by them. You can take prasad for them. So that way we will not be polluted. So in a positive sense, if you are their well-wisher, then we can try to change them. So if they are favorable, it's well and good. So they will get the benefit of sadhu sangh. So, but we should not take their association. We should give our association. So that should be our understanding while cultivating our well-wishers. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.